What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two here. And we're talking about the appointment of General John Abizaid, former head of U.S. CENTCOM. He's now the senior defense advisor to Ukraine's top military brass. The stated goal is bringing Ukraine's military, quote, in line with Western principles and standards, end quote. You know, Western standards like, well, drone strikes on innocents, cluster bombs on civilians, torture, that kind of thing. We've got to get them all on board with the new paradigm of global terror by nation states here. Now, over in Iran, there's an anti-Iran terror group connected with the Kurds that has come on out and said it's received training from the U.S. as well as arms and ammunition. So here we have, once again, the U.S. creating a counter group in a country to destabilize it, to bring about regime change. And they've been caught doing this so many times, and you wonder, don't they understand nobody's falling for this anymore? We see what's happening. Now, everybody's making a big deal over North Korea's most recent nuclear test. And I think this is their fifth nuclear test. And it was a really, really big bomb because it generated a pseudo-quake. Now, the last time they did one, North Korea said it was a hydrogen bomb, a multi-stage thermonuclear device. This one looks to be more of the same, bigger. And North Korea is saying they're approaching the point where they will be able to build a warhead that goes on top of a rocket. I wish North Korea would cool down a little bit. Kim Jong-un is a classic nepot. He inherited the job from dad. And he's dealing with his insecurities. He wants to outdo his father, and he is just providing fodder for the U.S. to get into a war with Korea as a backdoor to a war with China. Just as Roosevelt got us into war against Japan as a backdoor to bring the U.S. into war against Nazi Germany, which was the real target all along. Now, the United Nations has declared Israel as having the world's worst human rights. It's the worst violator above Iran, North Korea, Russia, and China. Israel has that number one spot as the worst violator of human rights, and Israel's government came on out screaming, you're all a bunch of anti-Semites, we're going to get the Americans to nuke you. Now, the former Dutch prime minister came on out and said that the era of unconditional friendship with Israel is over. And Dutch Member of Parliament Tunahan Kuzu refused to shake hands with Benjamin Netanyahu when he was up there schmoozing the lawmakers. And Netanyahu came on out and said, well, the only reason he refused to shake hands is obviously he's an anti-Semite. That's Israel's answer to everything. Attack on the U.S. liberty? Oh, you're being a bunch of anti-Semites. You know, dropping white phosphorus on civilians in Gaza? Oh, you're just being an anti-Semite again. That's it. I mean, to show you how absurd this is, can you imagine defenders of the Nazis just saying it's all anti-Germanism? We didn't do anything bad. You just hate the German people. That's why you're saying all these terrible things about us. Now, Sunday is the 15th anniversary of 9/11. It's one of those moments in history where you remember exactly where you were when you first found out, like the Kennedy assassination. And today, more and more people, in fact, a majority, they don't buy the official government story. And there's a huge amount of material that's coming out on the internet. Some of it's been out there before. There's some new material. And the corporate media is obediently rerunning all the films and documentaries that illustrate the official story and why you should believe them and pay no attention to all those tinfoil hat, wacko, wingnut conspiracy kooks out there who think the U.S. government would actually do something like that. Now, I want to do a flashback here on a story to set the ground for what's about to come. And that has to do with the named 9/11 hijackers. You've seen the little panels of pictures, and here's who did it, blah, blah, blah. We know it was we found their passports and all the rest of it. You know, at the very least, they have proof these people were on board. They don't actually know if they did anything. And further complicating it was that FBI Director Robert Mueller basically went public and said, we don't actually know, because the IDs were high-quality fakes. Somebody was stealing the identities of law-abiding Middle Easterners. Now, remember, after they finally posted the list of the 9/11 suspects, and a lot of them were from Saudi Arabia, and the government of Saudi Arabia came back and said, you know, six of those people are still alive today. Now, we're going to take a moment here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates rejoining the network. We're talking about 9/11. Sunday is the 15th anniversary of 9/11. And we're talking about all of the reasons why the official story ought to be viewed with a great deal of skepticism. We're talking about how FBI Director Robert Mueller, former FBI Director Robert Mueller, admitted that the list of hijackers' names was based on IDs that were high-quality fakes. They don't really know. They never did. One of the people that was accused of being a hijacker was a pilot with the Saudi National Airline. And he sued for defamation for being named as a 9/11 suspect. Well, so what we have here is a classic false flag. We have a horrific attack carried out by a party, but blamed on a third party. Now, who's master of the false flag attack in this world? Well, Israel. By way of deception, thou shalt conquer. Israel's a master of the false flag attack. When they were attacking the USS Liberty and trying to sink it, they were telling the U.S. that Egypt was attacking that ship to trick the United States into getting into the war on Israel's side against Egypt. And it almost worked. They had a nuclear-armed strike in the air on the way to Cairo when the crew of the Liberty finally improvised a replacement radio antenna and got word out that it was Israelis who were attacking them. Now, Israel's first attack was with unmarked aircraft, and they failed to sink the Liberty. So at that point, they had to come back with boats, torpedo boats, and other aircraft that were still bearing the Israeli flag. And there's photos of all of this stuff going on. And then when it all kind of fell apart, the official story was, oh, it was all a case of mistaken identity. The weather was horrible. The pilot's eyesight was terrible. And Israel actually claimed they thought the USS Liberty was this Egyptian horse carrier, because we all know that horse carrying ships have giant dish antennas all over the upper deck. It's an easy mistake to make. The USS Liberty is more than twice the size of the ship that Israel claimed they thought they were attacking. And since then, pilots on the actual missions have come on out and said, yes, we knew we were attacking a U.S. ship. That's what the orders were. Go on out and sink it. That's a false flag attack. So, we get to a story that has been covered many, many times, and it's called The Five Dancing Israelis on 9/11. And what happened is that while the towers, the two main towers were, one was down, the other one was coming down, people looking out their windows in New Jersey spotted this white van where some men were videotaping what was going on, and the men didn't appear shocked and angered. They were happy. They were laughing and backslapping and literally dancing with joy. And the residents called the police, and the police caught up with these guys. And the driver of this van was saying, we're not your problem. The Palestinians are your problem. You know, let us go. It later turned out three of those five Israelis were known Mossad assets. The van they were driving was owned by a company called Urban Moving Systems. And the owner of Urban Moving Systems literally packed up and left town the next day. They had to go on in with bolt cutters to his storage unit so that people could get their property back. And this leads us back to the story of the Israeli spy ring. Now, 15 years on, most people have forgotten this part of it. But when 9/11 happened, it happened in the middle of the exposure of the largest spy ring operating in the United States ever in history. It was gigantic. And it involved people pretending to be art students, trying to sell artwork into government offices. And the artwork could be used as a listening device. And Carl Cameron over at Fox News did a four-part story on this. And inside that story, quoted a U.S. government official as admitting there was evidence that linked those dancing Israelis to 9/11. Except it was classified by the U.S. government. And once that whole thing was over, Fox News was saying, well, there's absolutely no reason to think Israel had anything to do with this. Oh, of course not. Would never, ever, ever happen. And then scrubbed the story off of their website. But, of course, in the age of the Internet, it's still out there. And people can see it. A U.S. government official admitted to Carl Cameron there was evidence that linked those arrested Israelis to 9/11. But it was classified by the U.S. government. What did the U.S. government do with those arrested Israelis? Well, they kept them for like a month or so, and then they sent them home, where they got a hero's welcome. They were stars, and they were put on Israeli TV and came on out and said that their purpose being there was to document the 9/11 event. Now, the video that they were shooting is classified. And the word is that the video shows the first impact of a plane on the first tower, which is absolute ironclad proof. These people knew what was going to happen. They got there and set up their camera to record it. Now, the footage that is public of the first plane hitting the tower is not from the dancing Israelis. It's from one of the Nodai brothers when they were shooting their documentary about the firefighters. And just happened to be there, and when the plane flew overhead, and the cameraman just turned and followed the sound of the jet, and he just happened to capture that impact. Now, that video did not make the network news until the next day, which raises the interesting question. On two separate occasions, George W. Bush said that he saw on TV the first plane impact the towers. Just before he went in to read about pet goats at that school in Sarasota, Florida, when Andy Card came in and whispered in his ears, that was after the second plane. Well, the only way George Bush could have seen the first plane impact the tower was on a closed circuit television system, because nobody knew what was coming. The corporate media wasn't out there with cameras looking at the tower waiting for that first plane. Then we have the story of Odigo. Now, Odigo is an instant messaging service. It actually sells backbone services for other messaging services, and it had an office in New York right next to the World Trade Centers, and they received a message of warning to get out before the airplanes used in the 9/11 attacks had even left the runway. And the CEO of the company trapped the originating IP of the message they got and turned it over to the FBI, who did absolutely nothing with it. All right, we're going to go ahead and grab a couple of phone calls. Wes in Idaho, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you, Michael. When are you going to have this kook on night? Professor Jim Fetzer, who just wrote a book, America Nuked on 9/11, he commits blasphemy. He commits verboten. He says, oh my, should I say this? No Boeing went into the Pentagon. Can you believe
well,
it?
Well, I mean, you know, yeah, Jim Fetzer's kind of a little bit out there. He was trying to get me to link to an article about how Truman actually gave the blueprint and the secret of the nuclear bombs to Stalin, and it wasn't really the Rosenbergs' fault. It's a little bit out there. But you know something? During this season of panic by the government, all the disinformation operatives are on overtime, even people who've been working years to build trust and confidence, that they're being burned left and right. And literally sacrificed in this moment of trying to head things off. Yeah, I know about Fetzer, and again, they're trying to throw out all this nonsense about nuclear bombs and no planes and all the rest of it to try and delay the formation of consensus. It's too late. We all know we got lied to by the government. Let's just stop there and decide what we're going to do next. Thanks a lot, Wes. We're going to switch over here to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. I you were talking about Odigo, and I wish you would go on and finish that. But also co-located with these three teams of terrorists that supposedly did this hijacking in both Hollywood, Florida, Dallas, Texas, and even in San Diego were these Israeli, some of these Israeli art student in that spy ring.
Yes.
They were contacts and logistics people. The guy who owned that boat, what was the name of that boat? A gambling boat off of Florida.
Oh, he was Abramoff, Jack Abramoff.
Jack Abramoff, the big lobbyist who also sent tons of money to, you know, sniper rifles and stuff like that to Israeli settlers. That was also a way of paying those guys as they went to a gambling thing, and then, of course, they could win money. The other thing was there was that guy Daniel Lewin. Remember him?
Well, hang on. Before we go on to Daniel Lewin, Mohammed Atta was actually a guest on Abramoff's gambling ship, and he gambled and drank and everything, which tells us he wasn't really a devout Muslim at all. And I think the best summation of all of the holes in the story is this wonderful video. It's an iconic video of 9/11 by James Corbett called 9/11, A Conspiracy Theory, and we have it linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. And he just lays it out, all the problems. And every comment he makes there is backed up by hard evidence about all the destroyed videotapes, all the shredded data, the fact that these supposed fanatical Muslim jihadists drank, did drugs, hung out with strippers, and he does just a marvelous job with that.
But Mike, that's one of the ways that Israel pays its agents is with these gambling things. Like even like Sheldon Adelson, even they'll use the casinos and rig somebody winning. That's the way they can pay people off. But the other guy is this Daniel Lewin, who was a billionaire and who was in the Sayeret Matkal, which is the highest level of Israeli special operations, who was also on the plane with the Mohammed Atta guys, sitting actually in one row in front of him were three guys, and one row in back of him were three guys. And he just, what a coincidence, you know. The Sayeret Matkal, former heads of the Sayeret Matkal, by the way, and this guy had been a captain, were Ariel Sharon and Benjamin Netanyahu. That's how, you know. But these guys were being monitored and supplied the whole way. It is what it is, Mike.
And they were using stolen IDs, to do what they were doing and plant the blame on a third party. They did the same thing with the anthrax letters that followed 9/11. The envelopes and the letters were all written to look like they were written by Muslims with a poor command of English. But then eventually tests showed that the anthrax that was in the envelopes came from a U.S. government weapons laboratory.
Right. And Fort Detrick, Maryland. That's right.
Fort Detrick, Maryland. The FBI was trying to find all these people they could frame for it. And they did some really silly things while ignoring the one guy the security system had indicated had gone into where the anthrax was stored without permission. And that was Dr. Philip Zack.
And there's no way that you can ever really talk about 911 without, a huge Israeli presence. And also, their psionym and we know there's some bit of collusion, probably a lot, with the U.S. government. Probably
yeah,
even
I think it was a joint operation. I think it was a joint operation. And I think one of the biggest goofs in history is that whoever in the U.S. government thought that they could do this in partnership with Israel and not have Israel turn around and blackmail them with it for the rest of eternity. Thank you for the call, Peter. We're going to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendovite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And our previous caller was talking about Sionim. And for those who don't understand what the term means, the Mossad itself is not very large. They operate in other countries relying on the Jewish population in the target country to cooperate with them. In many countries, and in the U.S., the Jewish people, for religious reasons, are more loyal to Israel than to the country in which they happen to be living. And it's a big problem, certainly in the U.S., regarding politics. And these Sionim can be counted on to help the Mossad do what they're going to do and get away with it. And it is a big, big problem here. Now, do you remember Richard Reed, the shoe bomber? Who managed to get past security from Tel Aviv to Paris, and then from Paris to the U.S., where he was trying to blow up the airplane. Then there was the crotch bomber, who was allowed to board Northwest Flight 253 from Amsterdam on Christmas Day. And witnesses said somebody walked him around the security gate. Well, the company that was in charge of the shoe bomber security gate in Paris and the crotch bomber security gate in Amsterdam was ICTS, which is an Israeli company. And amazingly enough, this same Israeli company was in charge of the security gates at all four of the airports involved in 9/11. So what good is security when the security company itself is going to let the designated terrorists get on board the aircraft? And with a record of failure like that, why does ICTS continue to operate? Now, ICTS located in Europe has been trying to distance itself from the ICTS in Israel and saying, well, we're not really part of them anymore. But obviously with the same initials and the same originating company, there has to be a connection. And you have to wonder how many Cyanim, if not Mossad agents, are working within this company. We know how heavily the Central Intelligence Agency penetrates American companies, and not just the corporate media. So, this has led to a lot of people putting this all together. Over at wikispooks.com, there was an article called 9/11, Israel Did It, and I added in parentheses, together with the U.S. government, because to me it was obviously a joint operation. Somebody actually made a video of the story of the five dancing Israelis, went out and interviewed the people who had seen them, cheering and clapping and obviously happy as the buildings came on down. All right, we're going to grab a phone call. Jim in Kentucky, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello.
You're on the
you
air.
Had a caller, you had a caller that talked about FDR giving the plans to the Russians for the atomic bomb.
Well, that's a claim that was sent to me, but I'm... okay. You know, I
would
have trouble
sense.
With that one. No,
well,
it makes no sense at all.
It, you know who Major George Racy Jordan was?
I've heard the name before, but let me give you my reason. Let me give you my reasons for thinking that this is a bogus story. Okay, the U.S. government had invested a huge sum of money creating the ultimate weapon, and the United States. I mean, if you look at Bretton Woods, the U.S. political agenda at that point was hegemonic domination of the world. And it makes no sense to have invested in building the biggest stick on the planet and then just giving it away. And don't forget, of course, the Rosenbergs were executed for giving the secrets of the atomic bomb to Russia. It just doesn't make sense given the political ideology of the U.S. government at the time. And
all right.
I'm sorry, but I have a real, real problem with that one.
Okay.
And,
Major
okay.
George Racy Jordan used to ship them 100-pound boxes of uranium in the early 1940s.
Okay. Where's your proof of that?
Major George Racy Jordan's diaries.
You know, at this point, I have to tell you, I'm unconvinced. I'm unconvinced. And again, because Russia has lots of uranium inside their own borders, it doesn't make sense. Thank you for the call. We're going to let you go. Got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And something interesting happened over this break. Going on back to the subject of the green blobs in the glass of water, two different people sent me what they claim was the video, and the two videos are not identical. In one of them, the green blobs have obviously been enhanced or added. They don't match. One of the videos, it looks like there may be a little bit of something coming off the mouth into the water, but the one with the really two large blobs, that's obviously been faked. And I really don't care who faked it. What I do care about is that obviously Hillary's campaign is trying to keep as much confusion going on and get us distracted with nonsensical issues. She may even be playing up this whole question about her health to keep people from paying attention to the far more serious concerns about the email server, the betrayal of the nation to foreign powers, and all the corruption of the Clinton Foundation. Have you noticed how the Clinton Foundation has faded away from the corporate media in the last few days? Expect every dirty trick you can think of, and be on your guard that you're not being set up to be made a fool of. You need to be cautious. The other side loves to play dirty. They think it's their divine right. All right, let's grab a couple of phone calls. Chris in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, in keeping with your observations about Richard Reed and the other location that you spoke about, I would also remind you that was Andrew J. Matalib, the underwear bomber in Times Square. We would also recall that in the Daiichi plants, the security service there was also a, I guess we could call them a Zionist security agency that oversaw that operation, perhaps even Mossad.
Well, that would allow them to plant, they wouldn't have planted Stuxnet in the reactor. I mean, Stuxnet was targeted on Iran. It just broke free into the wild. I mean, and let's be honest. I mean, ICTS is a major global company, and 99% of the time they're doing the proper job that they're being paid for. But there are reasons to expect that on certain occasions they will step back and allow certain people to be sent on through these security gates.
Well, absolutely. But there are numerous different locations internationally where we basically find the same group of people running the same sorts of security services, and also in the Diebold voting machines out of Spain, as well as SEIU being in control in many locations, is exactly placed there by Soros Tides Foundation, MoveOn.org, and Occupy the Vote, and other organizations who have set up training schools to qualify their own inside agents to have special access to the maintenance, securing, operation.
Yeah, that's a big problem. That's definitely a big problem when you find out that the people that you are told are there to preserve the law or the honesty of the elections are in fact there to do the opposite. I mean, we're seeing that with ordinary cops in this nation. They're stealing more from the American people with civil forfeiture than the robbers and burglars and muggers together, and they're certainly killing more innocent Americans than the mass shooters and terrorists put together. So we're really kind of through the looking glass on a lot of this stuff. Anyway, listen, Chris, thank you for the insights.
Thank you.
I'm going to let you, because we're running out of time here. I'm going to switch to Paul in Montana. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mr. Rivero, two quick things. Number one, first responders, public and private. Nobody has eye protection. Nobody's wearing any eye protection or respiratory protection. Number two, every now and then,
Can we back up here, because I don't think you established the context for the listeners. I presume you're talking about the first responders on 9/11,
and elsewhere. First responders in general, car accidents, fires, baby births, et cetera, et cetera. We see these first responders, be they civilian or government, and none of them are wearing eye protection or respiratory protection, which brings me to number two. Every now and then you have a product that's really incredibly great, Solight. So it would be really neat if you had two products there that give us wonderful, wonderful eye protection and wonderful, wonderful respiratory protection at a decent price. How come it's not happening?
Well, thank you very much here. The reason is very simple. They haven't approached me about advertising. And I'm certainly not opposed to eye protection or respiratory protection products or any safety and health products being advertised on my site. Now, going on back to the first responders at 9/11, it's an issue there because it was a hazardous place. And these first responders were assured by the Environmental Protection Agency it was safe for them to work without respiratory equipment and eye protection, and those first responders have been suffering terribly ever since. Now, when you're dealing with a car accident or helping to deliver a baby, respiratory protection may not be necessary. If the car isn't on fire or going to explode, you really don't need that. Certainly first responders to a fire, they have the masks and everything and the air tanks going on in. But it was a crime regarding the first responders at 9/11. All right, let's see. We're going to take two more calls, and then we're going to close the phone lines because I got a lot of stuff to cover, and the lady Claire is about ready to come on the show. So, Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, you remember who was the head of the EPA? It was Christy Todd Whitman from New Jersey. That's where I'm from.
Yes.
You know, and then she said, air's all clean, it's clear. And we all everybody knew the building was full of asbestos. You know, this is the same crony group that don't give a crap about the first responders, second responders, last responder. They don't care.
No, they don't care. I mean, a lot of people were wondering why Larry Silverstein had worked so hard to acquire control of the World Trade Towers because they had already been ordered by the EPA to clean up the asbestos. And the cost of that kind of a renovation had driven many other buildings in New York right into bankruptcy. And so everybody was saying, Larry, what the heck are you doing? This is a terrible decision. You're taking control of a building with a huge vacancy problem. And it's looking at $1 billion asbestos renovation. But good old Lucky Larry, as soon as he had control and he'd taken out extra insurance against terrorist attack, and the terrorists knocked down the building, and the taxpayers got to clean up the asbestos.
You mean the terrorists slash Israel slash Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld knocked down the building?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Hey, Mike, I want to talk about the economy real quick with Dell laying off 3,000 to 4,000 Americans and bringing in cheap labor, and also like Caterpillar with Belgium fire in 2000. I mean, this is just a continuation of this decline.
And of course, it's also part of that whole globalism situation of just blurring all the populations together. And on the other hand, these corporations are possibly justified in seeking employees from other countries because they're better educated. We've got an entire generation that was educated with Common Core, and even Bill Gates is now admitting that didn't work. And so it's very hard to find skilled people who can solve problems, and that's a big reason why so many companies like Vonage can't seem to find service representatives who know what the heck they're doing.
And I want to switch gears one more time real quick on the assassination attempt on Putin, which... No, it wasn't, because with Putin, they're going to do a free run. You know what I mean? It basically, that was an accident. To me, there's no way it was going to be just a threat that we're going to get you, because Putin don't play those games, and they know he ain't going to deal with that. So it was just an accident, and people are overblowing it.
Yeah, and again, people are being directed to look at these things to take your attention away from things like the email server and the Clinton Foundation, and we're probably going to see even more bizarre stuff. I mean, my email box was filled up with Nibiru and Planet X is coming back and all this other stuff. They're desperate to change the focus, to get us to stop looking at the email scandal, to get us to stop looking at Hillary possibly have been selling U.S. secrets while Secretary of State, to get us to not look at the corruption of the Clinton Foundation, to get us to not look at the epidemic of election fraud. They're desperate to get us to look someplace else. It's all about distractions. And that's the reason behind somebody taking the video of Hillary drinking the glass and adding some blobs into it. Say, forget about all this. Look at the blobs. Go look at the blobs. Don't think about the Clinton Foundation.
She's a reptilian.
I got that one, too. It was alien eggs.
Hey, did Seth Rich get a scare before he got killed? No. So this is all bunk. They're not going to get to Putin anyway. He's got a ring of iron around him.
Well, we'll see. Unfortunately, history has shown anybody can ultimately be gotten to. And that's a reality. All right, Dustin, I got to let you go. We're going to grab Robert in Spain. Robert is going to be our last phone call because we're way behind on our talking points, and we need to catch up before the lady Claire. So, Robert, what's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I'm second time caller, but reader since 1999, so I know a lot. Anyway, about what you say, but yeah, I'm a pretty much a scientist kind of dude, atheist like you in a way. But I do think that in this issue about Israel, there's a deep, very deep and very psychopathic religious issue behind the whole thing. And it's about the 6 million thing, you know, that they believe that when the 6 million die, then the Messiah will come from heaven and whatever and kiss their feet.
No, that's not the prediction. That's not the prediction. The prediction in their religion is when 6 million Jews are sacrificed, the Jews will be restored to their homeland, which has already happened. But again, they were using that in World War One. It's not a factual number. It's a religious icon.
Exactly. Well, the problem is, at the moment, 6 million of them are actually living where they are living now, right? So it may be a self-fulfilling prophecy that they're about to get vaporized.
Well, I don't want to see anybody get vaporized here. And the ordinary people of Israel, you know, I'm fine with them.
Why do they keep screwing around then?
Well, it's their government, okay? You know, the world's Jewish people are not responsible for the actions of Israel's government. The world's Muslims are not responsible for the actions of ISIS, whoever ISIS turns out to actually be. The American people really don't bear the guilt for the crimes of a government that has gone completely out of control. But we do have a right and a responsibility to try and correct that situation.
Absolutely. Gotcha. All right, Mike. Bye-bye. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to close the phone lines here, and we've got more 9/11 stuff here. I had so much we're never going to get through. Story coming out of Express in Great Britain. Was 9/11 an inside job? Call for truth over Building 7 collapse on the eve of the 15th anniversary. And they're just pointing out the fact that any professional demolition expert who is shown the video of Building 7 coming down without being told where it's from, they all say the same thing. Oh, it's a very nicely done controlled demolition because it just collapses straight down into its own footprint. And the only way that can happen is for every single load-bearing member in that building to fail at the exact same split second. And something important you need to bear in mind about Building 7, it housed federal government offices, and that means it was built far more strongly than the ordinary buildings of New York City. And there's a strict building code there for the skyscrapers. Building number 7 was more fireproof and bombproof than the other buildings around it. And that makes this idea that somehow all the load-bearing members failed in the same split second because there were a couple of fires in a couple of offices. It's just unbelievable. And looking at the fires, to me, it looks like somebody ran around a couple of offices, threw the trash on the floor, and set it on fire. There's no hot, molten core. It looks like the fires you would see on a movie, where there's fire coming out of a window, and that's basically it. And it's a significant difference. And remember, on 9/11, prior to 9/11, no steel frame building had ever collapsed from fire. When the first Interstate Bank building in Los Angeles literally burned an entire floor to vapor, nothing but the steel remained, but the steel held. It didn't collapse. Now, we have a long list of instances where the U.S. government has concealed or outright destroyed 9/11 evidence. Now, any judge or lawyer is going to tell you, if somebody is intentionally destroying evidence, they're hiding something. And apparently they caught judges conspiring with the prosecution to destroy evidence regarded to a key suspect's defense. It was a show trial, a kangaroo court. They needed a politically expedient conviction. When they interrogated the 9/11 suspects, when they were waterboarding them and doing other things to them, those tapes were destroyed. And again, go back and look at James Corbett's 9/11, A Conspiracy Theory, and he lays out all this stuff that was destroyed. The air traffic control tapes from that day have all vanished. I mean, even the 9/11 commissioners, the people the government appointed to write this report, were saying this was nonsense. It was underfunded. We were blocked. We were literally ordered only to look at intelligence failures. We were specifically told not to look at who did it or how it was done, but intelligence failures. That's like taking the board investigating the sinking of the Titanic and telling them to focus on, you know, where the missing binoculars from the lookout had gone. And let's not talk about that big chunk of ice out there. Now, Facebook is in hot water again because apparently the editor of a top Norwegian newspaper ran an article that was posted to Facebook that featured this iconic photo from Vietnam of this Vietnamese girl who's been napalmed and she's running down the road away from the village and she's completely naked. And it's just a little girl. This is not a pornographic image. The guy who took the photo won the Pulitzer Prize for it. Facebook took it down. They're saying it's because they have an anti-nudity policy. The reality is, as this nation drives toward more war, they don't want you thinking about all the horrific things war can bring. Or more importantly, all the horrific things the U.S. government has done in previous wars. So the Norwegian prime minister got into the argument on Facebook. Facebook took that post down. The attempt to censor and control content of the internet is now on full display. We got to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in God's.
wiser tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Coming up on the top of the hour, and the lovely Lady Claire. George Galloway was on BBC basically stating that corporate media is now afraid of Russia Today because more people are turning to it, along with the independent media, than to the corporate media. It's not just here in the United States where the public has lost trust in that corporate media. And, of course, with regard to BBC, they've had all the pedophilia scandals, the cover-up scandals, the fact that they are the ones most visible on the issue, that the collapse of Building 7 at the World Trade Centers on 9/11 was reported more than 20 minutes before it actually happened, proving the whole thing was on a script and a timeline. And whoever had the demolition switch for Building 7 missed the cue. Now, real quick on the economy, because we're running out of time, it was a bad day on the Dow. It closed almost 400 points down. They didn't get their traditional Friday happy ending. So it may be a very interesting day on Monday, because those Fridays keep the investors happy and confident. Speaking of happy and confident, there's now talk about the Brexit bounce. Remember before the Brexit vote, all the financial experts were saying it's going to be a disaster. Britain's going to go into recession. There's going to be hunger and poverty in the street. And actually, since the Brexit vote, Britain's trade gap has narrowed following that vote. They're open for business. They're making deals. And, of course, as we reported earlier in the week, Germany's out there saying you shouldn't be making any trade deals until you formally exit the European Union. And it's none of Germany's business. Germany's got its own problems. Their bond yields are now at 0%. Same with the Japanese. And finally, Donald Trump is absolutely right when he says that the recovery is really just a Federal Reserve fraud. They're just cranking out money and pouring it all over Wall Street so that Wall Street looks good, so that Hillary Clinton can point at Wall Street and say, see, the economy is doing fine. Look at that soaring stock market. Well, not today. She can't do that. And there will be a price to pay for all of this down the road. And we've seen this before in U.S. history. During election years, the Federal Reserve will flood money out there to make the economy look like it's working for the benefit of the incumbents. And then once the election is over, of course, then there's harm that results from that. Now, Wells Fargo just paid $190 million to settle this massive consumer fraud case. Apparently, thousands of their workers have been let go, but not a single executive. Not a single executive. Apparently, Wells Fargo was caught pushing customers into costly financial products they didn't need, and in some cases didn't request. And apparently, there was a huge scandal with thousands of fake accounts being created on behalf of customers that they'd never asked for. And there was what's called churning going on, moving the stocks around to generate commissions. Huge scandal. They're all crooks in the banking industry. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. Back with the lovely Lady Claire after these words.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill.
A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.